This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for Mason. We're going to start the 13th parak today. First, we're going to end the 12th parak, sponsored by the Fish family, Nishmas Basi Bas Robert, Shlomo Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. Also, the Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, the Fush Lem, Philly Yomosh Ben Chai, So Yakim and Bas Yaleah, for the Schus of Avram and Yom Ben Nishmah Malk Yehudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, the Fush Lem, for Yitzbin Tim Ben Dush, Rif Kabash Yaleah, Hanabash Shabina, Mosh Meh Ben Esther Fradel, Meh Ben Chai, So they should have a Fush Lem and Besek Shachel Yisrael. So, I mean, these are words that you don't hear really in Shas. Ha Olar, Olar is a scissors, it's a type of scissors. It's basically used for reeds to make quills. Vakulmus, a pen. Perik Yud Beis Mishneches. Vakulmus, a pen. Vametuteles, that's the plumb of a plumb line, that's a metal piece, a metal ball that shows when a wall is straight. Vamishkalas, a weight. Vakurim. This is a something that's used to help press olives into a vat. Vakan, this is a ruler that's used to do the sirtut of the mezuzahs. Vakana, that's what they put the parchment on when they're doing the lines. All of these are tmeim, even though they're pshut, they're straight, they're on the base kibble, but metal doesn't need to have a base kibble. Vichol golmei klei etz, all unfinished wooden utensils, even though they're unfinished, even though you didn't make the rim yet, is tmeim. Of course, it has to have an interior, otherwise it's pshutei klei etz. Chutz mishel eshkaroa, except for boxwood, because boxwood is very rough, and until they shellac it, you can't use it. Rabbi Yudaima af grufis shel zayis, also olive wood, which has a sap in it that makes it not usable until Tahira Acheti Shalik, until they boil it and get out the sap. Now, Hasayif, a sword, Vasakan, a knife, Vafigyan. Figyan is a knife that's double edged, particularly dangerous weapon. Varaymach, a spear, Magil Yad, a hand sickle, Magil Kotzer, a harvest sickle. Vashkar, this is like a mustache scissors. Vazug shel saparim, barber scissors. Shenechliku, in all these cases, if they're divided, hari elu tmeim. The chiddush of the Tanakhama is that if you have a knife and it's divided, and part of it is alone, and part of it is with the handle, even the part that's alone is still sharp and you could cut with it, and therefore they're both tameh. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, asamach liyad, the part that still has the handle, that's tameh. Vasamach l'roish, that's which is just a piece of metal alone, tar. That's not something that a person doesn't use without a handle. Misporis. Now, misporis is, they call it a pincer. This is like probably a woman cut her nails with it. It's almost like a tweezers, but with an edge on either side, like a sharp edge on either side, like a horseshoe, but like a tweezers, but a little bit wider. Shenechlik l'shnayim, if it's cut into two, they could still use both edges. Reb Yehuda metame, because you could still use both edges. Chacham metame, the chacham say they don't use it. They just throw it out. It's broken, and therefore it is tahar. What? That's correct. That's correct.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.